AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is weighing in on a presidential race overseas. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Immediately after yesterday's shooting in Paris, the president said it looked like a terrorist attack.
What can you say? It just never ends.
In a tweet this morning, he says the attack will have a big effect on Sunday's presidential election in France, saying the French people will not take much more of this. The race is being closely watched for signs Europe is moving toward nationalist candidates who advocate dissolving the European Union. The president backed Britain's decision to leave the EU and wants more one-on-one agreements with allies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The police officer killed in Paris has been identified by an association of LGBT officers as Xavier Jugel. Belgium's interior minister, Jan Jamblom, says officials in Paris are rejecting suggestions the attacker was an outsider.
It's confirmed by the French that they know who it is. They took the fingerprints and they confirmed it is a French guy from in the neighborhood from Paris.
The attacker was killed. A police officer and a German tourist were injured. President Trump tweeted, the 100-day benchmark often used to measure a new administration's achievements is a ridiculous standard. He said he accomplished a lot, but no matter what, in his words, media will kill. Home sales last month hit a 10-year high. It's a surprise to Lawrence Yun at the National Association of Realtors.
Mortgage rates are higher. The affordability challenges of prices outpacing people's income. Yet we saw a rush of buyers coming into the market.
Yun says demand is very strong. It's a strong start to the traditional spring home buying season. Police near Chicago say two middle school students accused of plotting a school shooting didn't have any weapons and apparently no access to guns. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down about 12 points. This is AP Radio News. Britain is marking Queen Elizabeth's 91st birthday.
Carriages from the Royal Horse Artillery have trooped past Buckingham Palace and staged a 41-gun salute, with a further salute coming later at the Tower of London. Queen Elizabeth is Britain's oldest and longest reigning monarch, having become Queen on February 8, 1952. The 91-year-old usually spends her birthday privately along with her family. The Queen also has an official birthday marked in June when the weather's better, with a more lavish Trooping the Colour military parade. Charles Soledesma, London.
It is very hard to fill up gas tanks in Pyongyang. A sign outside a station in the North Korean capital says sales are being restricted to diplomats and other official vehicles. Other gas stations were closed. North Korea relies heavily on China for fuel, and Beijing has reportedly been tightening enforcement of international sanctions to try to force Pyongyang to abandon its nuclear program. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.